Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels, who right now are thanking our essential and frontline workers with the chance to win one of five $2,000 hotel vouchers. To nominate someone who has gone above and beyond over the last couple of months, visit needabreak.com.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day guys.
Here we go for the midweek special. Couple of very good guests on the show today. Limo.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Good riddance.
The last time he ever appears
on this program and I couldn't be happier. He's done a runner.
Yeah,
he's got another gig, so we've got to say goodbye to him. Remember, we'll all give him a bit of a tribute.
Let's pretend it's all cordial, shall we?
We shall. We've also got Paul Collegia, who's coming on, and he's going to link wine tasting and horoscopes, which I'm fascinated by.
Well, two of your strong suits, by the way.
Two of my very strong suits, that's true.
Right up in that. He's also involved in Front Bar, which is on tonight.
Yes.
That's true.
Apocalypse Watch is full as a goog. Let's just say a weird photo with Jimmy Barnes has emerged.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it weird at all because it's an album cover.
Put it that way.
No, that's not very rock and roll.
it's not as rock and roll as he has been in the past.
No, that's true.
We'll get to the bottom of that. You've got some Karen news.
I have. The real good Karens are up in arms that their name has been dragged through the mud. I swear to God. People are changing their names from Karen because they can't stand it anymore. But we might hear from a few Karens.
We might get some Karens on the line to tell us.
Yes, are you feeling pissed off that your name's been dragged through the mud?
We'll get to the bottom of that. A mate of ours is in quarantine. We might check in, see how he's travelling. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
I've got some crazy weddings stories.
I love your wedding updates. Yeah. Give us one example. Have you got something?
I have. What about a fat bridesmaid being photoshopped skinny in photos and not being told?
And the other one which you dropped on me, which I'm fascinated. Yeah. One wedding, two wedding dresses. Okay.
Hang on.
Yes. This is insane.
Get your head around that.
Stand by. And the person who wears a wedding dress to someone else's wedding who does it is crazy.
I get the feeling. What are you doing, Jane? How was your day? Give us a highlight.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
Well, I've just been supervising because, you know, I'm in lockdown with three teenage boys and they're online schooling at the moment because we're in Victoria.
How are they going?
They're not too. They're pretty good, you know. They're doing okay.
I've been homeschooling for the last 2 days.
Yeah, so you know what it's like.
They're going to fail.
They are
going.
That's a terrible thing.
They're going to fail.
Look, all I say, the times I really check in, I just give them food, lots of toasted sandwiches. But I thought, as a treat for when they finish school, to get off the screens, I bought for them all a surprise, and it is a Lego architecture series. You know, they make these, Lego does these amazing buildings.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like a high degree of difficulty.
Well, you know, they're grown up teenagers. Well, they're teenagers.
So what are they building?
The Taj Mahal.
Oh, good.
Whoa.
Is it actual size or is it a...
Almost. So it's 6,000 pieces.
Whoa.
It's arrived. I picked it up from the post office today and I've gone, can we do it now, Mum, as I'm about to go on air. I've walked into the living room. I've lost my living room. I've lost a dining table. I've lost everything for about a year,
I think.
They're
wearing hard hats. What's going on? Should I get Hamish
everywhere.
Blake to come round?
Yes, you should. You know, I thought of Hamish.
They could be Lego masters. Wouldn't that be great? Are they nerdy enough?
Yes. Don't worry. They're from me. I'm nerdy enough for you.
I'm having a look at it. This is incredible, Jane.
It's incredible, and it's a real piece for the family.
That's amazing.
I can do some too.
I got my boys from the architecture series. They're making the Playboy Mansion as we speak.
A little grotto.
And then
they're doing
Amityville after that.
That's
Jane,
hilarious.
I'm fascinated at the level. So let's have a look, a quick glance back at the collection of entertaining toys and games.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the kids over the journey. So you started off with that very adult game. What was it?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity.
I do not recommend to play with your children.
Okay.
It's too rude. It's so rude. I nearly wet my pants. I laugh so much.
Taught them to play poker.
Yes. I taught them to play poker, yeah.
Then Russian Roulette. I think we didn't do Russian roulette.
That'd be a good Taj Mahal Lego.
For kids aged 4 to 8 in my house.
I've just ordered a ukulele for one of the kids that doesn't play music, and I said, I'm forcing you to learn the ukulele.
You've done that.
That arrives tomorrow.
You've tried to get them to walk the dog, but the dog won't have any part in it.
No, the dog won't budge, except it's me or Rob.
And wasn't there another game? Or wasn't there something else you did?
Oh, yeah, there's a few.
But I think you're running out of options. But
Never! I won't run out of options to entertain my children.
The boys are making a Taj Mahal. Oh, I love it. That's what
You're getting prepared for the front bar tonight, which everybody around the country can see, of course, on Channel 7.
After the footy.
You can tune in and see Mickey
directly
after the footy.
After the AFL
because
on
this is,
Channel
Mickey,
7.
This is the start of 20 games in a row AFL football.
33 games in 20 days. I wish I was a divorce lawyer right now. Because you are going to make
a
fortune. Yeah. Guys, get the remote and never give it up.
Yeah, that's it.
Over the next 20 days, it's all yours.
All right. Front Bar is on tonight. Big show coming up for you right now. Kennedy Malloy, thanks to Choice Hotels. If you need a break with hotels across Australia, book direct at choicehotels.com.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo, for the final time, will be joining us in the show today, second hour. We've got Paul Collegiate coming up as well on Kennedy Malloy. But I believe it's time
for
the apocalypse.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
The world has been no beginning of a
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
I have loved watching Jimmy Barnes over COVID time. He's been so entertaining. He and Jane have been singing songs for us. We see the meals they cook. They've got such a big family. I love seeing their family get-togethers. And
what's your
it's
point?
Great. I think the latest photo Jimmy's put on may have gone a step too far.
What's he done?
I mean, we're talking Barnesy. Barnesy's a guy that I saw at Festival Hall.
He's a working class man.
He is.
A working class man. Like where like he finished a bottle of vodka and threw it off the stage. It's like rock and roll,
every night.
Screaming.
The cover
Jimmy,
of Beast, he's in the bathtub.
Wild.
You know, it's
it's all that.
So what's your point?
Well, the latest photo he put up is him with a big bunch of Daphne.
Come on, Barnesy.
Barnesy,
even he knew it was wrong. I've got to tell you.
Get me Daphne Michael Gidinski on the line.
Need Gidinski now. This is wrong town on all levels.
Barnesy.
Okay, I know that Daphne is hard to grow.
Now, what's Daphne for those of us who may not know what Daphne is?
Daphne is a very, very small, flower head. And it smells incredible.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. But it only comes out about 3 weeks a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it's in season, it's about midwinter, it starts to appear, midwinter, spring. And he has a massive bunch. Sure, that's impressive. You're 79 or 80. Dude, what's going on?
He's got him in a big basket. He's got a big basket of flowers. Yeah. He's handing him out.
He knew it was wrong.
No.
That is not shipping steel.
It is not.
That is not circus animals.
It's not case
It's not. Even though I love it, trust me, it just looks cuddly and very... Granddaddy.
What happened to to the hard man of Aussie rock?
I don't know.
What
COVID's doing?
Do you remember when they got banned from Countdown?
Yes.
Look at him now.
What does Mossy think of this?
Mossy will be, he'll be Devo.
Oh,
and everyone will be. And that is what COVID-19
is doing to people.
Yes.
That is crazy time. All right. Can we post that photo or repost it?
We will.
So people can see what the hell happened to Jimmy Barnes. Okay, not bad. Now, to take you to Emirates is what we're doing now.
Oh, this is bizarre.
Hey, bizarre story. Obviously, airlines are keen to get people back into the air and back on the airlines. I'm not sure if this is going to get it across the line. Emirates Airlines is attracting passengers during the pandemic by covering the funeral costs of travellers diagnosed with COVID-19 after flying.
No.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
I can't see that on a billboard.
Brilliant.
Oh, no.
That is bizarre.
We've got you.
Look,
should you contract a deathly virus on our plane, here's the good news.
Oh, dear.
Wowee.
That's depressing.
Their coffin, mind you, there's probably more leg room in that coffin than there is. Where was that? Do you reckon would they get hosties to would hosties be the pallbearers? Do you reckon?
That's a good sign. They've got some nice outfits on Emirates.
Yeah,
Airlines.
That's right.
I do like Emirates. Oh. Well, Emirates, so they wear the face masks anyway, I think, don't they? Occasionally?
Yes, they do.
It's a stretch, so yeah, good
they're
for
very
them.
Beautiful women.
Emirates, good luck with
sign
that.
Of the time.
Yes.
It's now time to open Club COVID. Now, I point this out because Andre Bocelli is the subject today, and of course, Maddie has gone berserk with another Club COVID jingle.
Join the club. Club COVID, Club COVID 19. Who's next to quarantine?
Wow.
He whipped out on the last note. Boom, Maddie.
Oh, Maddie, but well done. Well, that was very impressive.
That was quite moving. I've got goosebumps.
Very, very emotional.
So, Mickey, can we just obviously remind me, it's Andrea, by the way. Andre,
what did I say?
Andre. It's Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, no, the new way of saying Andrea is Andrea.
Okay. Sure.
If you know him, you can say
Well, we all know that he is also blind. And I don't think he's using that as an excuse.
Visually impaired, Jane, I think.
Oh, sorry. Oops.
He's blind as a bat.
He's technically blind.
Blind as a bat.
And a brilliant singer. So, but why? But he shouldn't be, you know, just because. Okay, what happened was he announced.
What's he done?
Well, he had COVID-19.
Mm.
He said he felt humiliated and defended by the pandemic lockdown. It deprived him of his freedom to come and go as he wanted. Yeah, because you've got the virus, dude.
Yeah.
In May, he announced he'd recovered. But he decided that he didn't really want to go into lockdown.
So what did he do?
Well, at the height of the lockdown, he walked around a lot. Can you flip? Can you go to the story?
I've got the story.
Because my computer's
Can I tell you something?
Stuffed.
He doesn't need to go. Just tell him he's not in lockdown.
Say, yeah, good point.
You're in a field.
Oh, hang on.
You're in
you're
a
right.
field.
Oh,
no, that's gonna
There's
go
a waterfall over there.
No, you're right.
There's a big paddock. Oh, enjoy yourself, Andre.
Yeah. All the room in the world.
Oh, yep. Look out. You're at the Alps.
That's right.
Look at this. Look at this. As far as you can see, it's just a big fjord.
Yep.
Well,
tell him
gorgeous.
How would he know if he's in lockdown?
Well, he said at a Senate conference he resented not being able to leave his home. And well, I'm sure he has. He violated Italian lockdown restrictions. That's what he did during the height of the pandemic.
Mm. That's not the worst thing an Italian's done in wartime-like conditions. That's what I'm saying.
Wartime-like conditions.
Well, you know what I mean.
Italians, what
they rally around. They get together. They do the right thing.
I know.
Anyway, look, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I love that film clip he did. Was that when he was in all the... It was a COVID special, and he was outdoors in empty rooms, but out the front of like the Vatican, and out the front
got
of all
a beautiful
those
voice.
Landmarks. But there was no people around.
Yeah. It was
quite eerie. He would have thought there was, but they're just being really quiet.
Okay,
listen, the crowd's not very reactive today. Now, Jane, we're going to come back. We're going to talk Karens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Karens, we want you to give us a call. If your name's
Karen,
and you're a good person, 133353, because Karens are getting a bad name.
A bad rap.
And we're going to speak to a good Karen who's upset about all this. And any other Karens out there who are sick and tired of the whole picking on Karen thing, tell us your name, what you do, and why you're a good Karen.
Get involved. Yep. Can we just hear this one more time as we play out of the break?
Think of Barnsley.
Put the Daphne down.
Who's next to quarantine?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here. Yes, this is Kennedy Molloy.
It's unfair. If your name's Karen right now.
It's pretty tough.
Out there in the electorate. Yeah, you're getting bashed sideways. You're the butt of a joke.
Mm.
You did nothing wrong. Your name just happens to be Karen. And right now it's being dragged through the mud. Mm. Where did this start, Jane?
Well, It refers to a white woman, and it started actually in the US, I think in Central Park, where a white woman was walking her dog and a black guy was there. Okay. And he said, "Excuse me, could you put your dog on a leash?" She not only objected to this, she rang 911 and he started filming her and said he was being attacked by her. So she's since copped a fine because it was a false report and people going, "Settle down, Karen."
It was also the idea of people complaining to the manager, wasn't it?
That's
like
right.
If you had the short haircut, we used to go, "Hi, my name's Karen. I'd like to complain to the manager."
Yeah, that's right.
So there was a whole
first
spate of those.
And if you've got a sense of entitlement as well.
Entitlement, you know, a bit bossy. A bit bolshy.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's taken off and then it's been canonised in recent days by Karen from Brighton. He's been ringing this show.
She has. Shall we remind everybody what Karen from Brighton had her issue with?
Well, you get sick of walking the same streets. I've done all of Brighton.
So that's after being told in lockdown you're not allowed to leave your suburb. Just saying she's done all of Brighton.
Now we've had Karen from Bunnings, we've had Karen at the border, we've had Karen. What do you say?
Karen the Exorcist.
That's right. And you know what? Ordinary Karens out there are sick of it. They've done nothing wrong. Yeah. And for some reason now, their name is Mud. We thought it would be a good opportunity to speak to good Karens. Karens we love, Karens who are well-regarded in the community, for a little write a reply. Let's speak to Karen from North Melbourne. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, except for having the wrong name, apparently.
Karen, how is it affecting you on a day-to-day basis?
I'm a practice manager of a medical consultation.
Good on you.
We cop it all the time. I now don't actually say my name when I answer the phone.
Oh, Karen, what? Why? That's ridiculous.
Oh, because they'll say straight away, oh, I need to speak to the manager.
So
funnily enough, that's me. Yeah.
So Karen. You answer the phone and say your name's Karen and people just start sniggering, do they?
Yes, they do.
I'm so sorry.
You sound like you've got a good sense of humour about it. Do you know there's a hashtag going around that's hashtag not all Karens? Are you up for that?
Yes, I am up for that.
Good on you, Karen. You're going into our draw.
I know, we've got tickets for you. You've got to go see the Killers. We've got a Garage session hooked up, so we'll
Karens are welcome.
Karens are welcome. Yay, one place we are.
Good on you, Karen. Let's go to Karen from Coffs Harbour.
Oh, look at this.
Hello, Karen. What do you do?
I'm assistant nursing in aged care.
Well, good.
Wow,
well,
you are amazing. We all bow to you.
Yep. Yeah.
How are you going? Yeah. How are you going with Karen?
Look, I didn't realise that Karen was a name not to have until I started getting bullying on Facebook. And I thought,
oh my God,
Karen. And they were from England and the USA. And I thought, what am I doing wrong? And I went back and I'm scrolling back and I said, I haven't said anything when I've been drinking. How was yours?
No, sadly, Karen, it's just your name.
You sound nice, Karen. You sound like a lovely person.
I started reporting all these bullies. I was like, bully. I can do without this.
You hang in there. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for the work you're doing.
We're all in this together. We've just got to get over it. Yeah. My partner lives in Melbourne. We haven't seen each other for 4 months because
Karen.
We can't get over the border.
All right.
Yeah. No, that's
tickets
true. Well, hashtag not all Karens. Hashtag.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Karen from Adelaide.
Hello.
Karen, what do you do?
I'm an administration officer at a childcare centre.
Good for you.
Well,
great.
Wow, it's another important job that you're doing too.
What would you like to say about Karen?
Well, as soon as I said the word officer, I thought, well, that sounds like a Karen.
But what do you think of the use of the word and how it's been stigmatised almost, the word Karen?
Look, I'm getting a lot of sympathy from friends and workmates who know that I'm not that kind of Karen.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it comes in handy. Like, you go to get your hair cut and you say, I'd like a Karen, please.
It's a bob. That's fair enough to say what a Karen haircut is.
And when you ring up and book things like that, do the staff automatically shit themselves? Like, oh, no, we've got a Karen on the line. We've got a Karen.
No further explanation needed.
Well, good on you, Karen. Keep up the good work. You sound like a good Karen to me.
Thanks, Karen. Good on you for calling too. We got a Karen from the Gold Coast.
Yep.
Hi, guys. Hey, how you going?
Karen, you're lucky to be on the Gold Coast, but how do you feel about your name? What's going on?
Oh, my God. Talk about being timid. Every Karen I know are good people.
Yeah, I believe you.
I think so too.
We have got such big hearts and we would do anything for anybody.
Yes.
And I have to admit, my son's name's not Karen, but he would be the one to call the manager.
Is that right?
And we just, you know what, we we have taken a hammering this week.
Yes.
Bowling, I get an email and says, if your name's Karen, you've got free Domino's pizza, and I hate pizza.
Oh, yes, I did see that.
Domino's pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Domino's
for
out.
For Karen's.
Yeah, for Karen's.
Now I'm going to bring up and make a complaint to Domino's because... I hate pizza.
Thank you, Karen. Great to talk to you. We've got time for one more. I think let's go to Karen from Warwick in Queensland. How are you going, Karen? First of all, tell us where you're from and what you do.
Okay, Warwick in Queensland. I'm a office manager for a mine and quarry.
Good on you.
That's amazing.
Good work. Yeah. How are you going? Are you getting a bit of shtick from the the lads?
Definitely. Oh, the truck drivers that come in, I speak to the manager and just flick them a birdie and smile.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, are you a complainer or are you a good Karen? What do you do?
I'm a good girl.
Mm. I hope.
Have you got a Karen haircut?
Oh, for God's sake. I'm booked in for the hairdressers on Saturday. It's going... shaved and black.
Oh, so you do have a bob, but you've decided to get rid of it.
Oh, I think of it's blonde too.
Good on you, Karen. Let's try and sneak in one more. Yeah. Let's go to Springfield in New South Wales. Karen, are you sick of it?
I'm sick of it, and I thought then I wasn't going to get on and I was going to have to complain about not getting through.
We picked that up, Karen. Don't worry. We're very intuitive here at Triple M.
Yeah, so we need to reclaim the name. We're all good people, us Karens. So
all right. Well, we're on your side. Well done to all our Karens.
And we'll put all
today.
Our Karens are going to go and join watching The Killers.
How's
with
that?
Us as well.
Good
so thank you.
If you know a Karen, please reach out.
Yeah.
Say something nice. Be kind.
That's it.
Until they complain.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Okay, we did say, and I did say, I've got some really great bridal stories up my sleeve, but I'm going to save those for tomorrow.
They're too good.
We want to take callers on crazy wedding scenarios. And this is hot news that's just come out. I think it's more important to do breaking news.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's to do with Bachelor in Paradise. I know, Mick, you're a fan of the show. And
I love it. I love
religiously.
It. I mean, forget the 33 games of footy in 20 days.
No, no, no.
If I miss Bachelor in Paradise, I will go
you're
bananas.
Devo. You are. This is the second time I've said Devo today. My
Jared was my favourite.
Me.
I really love Jared.
That's right. Oh, ever since Jared.
He appeared.
Well,
his onesie.
There's an issue because, in fact, we featured Jamie Duran. He is currently on the island.
The 40-year-old, isn't he?
The 40-year-old. His mate was leaving.
Well, he was named in The Bachelorette. He was originally with Angie Kent in The Bachelorette, and he was branded a stage 5 clinger, just to say.
That's right.
Okay. Well, he's not been happy with how he's been betrayed.
Well, you wouldn't be because he looks like a Suki Lala. Like, absolutely.
Well, he's suing Channel 10.
Oh, is he?
And the producers of the franchise Warner Brothers Australia. He says, this is not the news I wanted to post, but I feel it. I feel I owe it to my family, friends, and also fans of The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
After lengthy consideration, I've decided to begin legal proceedings against the 10 Network
Warner
Brothers Australia. I'm not going to comment on this any further, and I'd appreciate it if people would respect my privacy, says the man on a reality show.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay,
can we hear what he's...
Well, this,
do you know what
you
it
know,
is? Is it
I don't
involving
know.
This or not?
Well, I suspect maybe he thinks he's been taken out of context.
Portrayed poorly,
that editing was involved. This is what I played last week for you. Mm. This is an example of how emotional he got on the show, and this has not been edited. This is just part of a rant that he went on.
I'm leaving Paradise tonight.
No, no, Dan.
Relax.
No, you're not going home.
I'm now losing my best mate in Paradise, and I'm absolutely gutted.
What the f*** are you talking about, man?
Say goodbye.
No.
Not having Tim here, I don't think I can continue in Paradise at this point in time.
Tim just packed his bags when I...
Tim's gone.
He's packing his bags right now. I'm going home. I'm going to go too. Can you try to get him to stay, please?
How could this get any, crazier?
I just want to go see Tim.
Jamie goes to check on Tim.
Tim, You in here, Tim? Tim?
Jamie sees Tim missing.
Tim?
He thinks Tim's gone, left paradise.
No, he can't go.
And secretly, you know, Tim's in another room.
Oh, that is a... Leave me here on my name.
Okay, wow. So look, I feel
that's
he was very.
Blub. That's my new favourite girl in the blub. The Bishukio and even Jared in the onesie.
Number one with a bullet.
And I've got to say, it freaked everybody out on the island. Imagine what that was like that night. He since sort of reflected upon it and thought, oh, maybe I overreacted, seeing as, you know, he was upset because he thought his best mate, who he'd really only connected through a reality show.
I look forward to following that court case. As I said, they don't blub like that on Manus Island. You know, and they harden up there. Must try harder. All right, when we come back, is it Paul Collegia?
Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo coming up in the second hour for the final time. And joining us now, he's part of the front bar on Channel 7. It's tonight. Paul Collegia.
Hello, Paul. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. How are you going? I'm doing okay. I've had to make the call, though. I've closed the borders to my driveway. No one gets in.
Paul, you're in Victoria, yes?
Yes. My girlfriend tried to sneak in after work last night. Now she's quarantining in the shed for 14 days.
As she should.
Firm but fair. Now, our bar is one of the only ones opened, isn't it? The front bar is one of the only bars opened in Victoria tonight.
No,
you are missing your local, aren't you?
I miss my local immensely, guys, and I'm struggling, to be honest. So I'm looking forward to coming into the show tonight. Well, and hanging at my second favourite bar.
Are you coping okay in COVID? What are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just getting there, but I'm your wine guy, so it's important for me to bring something to the table every week.
Well, that's true, and that's
why
my ears prick up every time I hear you and speak with you, and you know I'm a wine lover and a wine connoisseur.
You're going to love this. Here we go. It's time for some Astro Vino.
Wow.
You know what that means?
I don't think you say either of those things on radio.
I don't know, but I'm fascinated. Go ahead.
It's matching wine to your star sign.
Hello.
Wow.
Let's
all right.
Go. Who do you want to do first?
Let's start with Jane and Dave because they're both Gemini.
Yeah, we're the same.
That's true.
Oh, you've done your homework. Twins.
Yes.
Okay.
My online stalking has paid off.
this feels like a Chianti to me, like you know those old
Listen,
ones that come
we
in the,
don't
come
know.
In the wicker basket?
Although retro, they will come back in style.
Bit of Lambrusco, Mickey, you think?
I'm thinking of a Blue Nun or a Benin.
Shut up. Shut up.
All right, here we go. And feel free to correct me at any time,
sure.
You two.
Go ahead.
So Geminis like to have fun, yeah?
Yeah.
They like to get into the mood. You crave stimulation,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Any other superlatives like that?
So, we have put up with working with dickheads.
Whoa! Feisty, angry,
Karen type quality.
Always a boiling point.
So I found the perfect wine for you, Karens, or in Dave's case, Darrens. And
what is it?
Yeah.
I've selected something that I always find gets the party started, and that's
what?
A classy dry Riesling.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll accept that.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh,
goes well with seafood.
Oh, yeah, from Clare Valley in South Australia. And I'm thinking of Riesling Freak. I'm not sure if you've had any Riesling Freak, but Riesling Freak number 3 is good value at like $27. You can get it at good wine stores or on the website. So I'm recommending that.
Dave will not pay $27 for a bottle of wine. I'll give you the tip now.
I'd like a Methuselah of Crawford River Riesling, please, which is one of my favourites.
But you're not a Gemini, so be quiet and let.
I'm trying to
let Paul tell you.
He might need to buy it for Dave, by the sounds of it. But
okay, thank you.
You guys are very sociable. You Gemini's and you get bored easily, so maybe. Take your Riesling to a swingers party, and that will really.
Oh, well, if we must.
Should they put orange in their Riesling? It seems to me like Geminis would put orange in their Riesling.
And some ice.
Whatever happened to Moselle? Can I ask?
Well, that should be making a comeback pretty soon, I'd imagine.
A carafe of Moselle and orange for the ladies, please? Yeah. Used to be my catchphrase.
sounds like a karaoke song.
All right, what about for me?
I'm going to write that one down, Mickey. All right.
What about me?
Mickey, you're Cancer.
I was Cancer. Yeah. I was born the same day as Julius Caesar and Gough Whitlam.
Really?
And they're now saying Alexander the Great.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Well, all
and, you're a crab, aren't you? Because there's no connection between crabs and you, is there?
Okay, I'll sue you. Right. I will sue you.
Oh, thanks, well, Jamie, from The Bachelor.
That's a really, that's a hurtful joke.
Well,
and,
Jane, you might need to take
that
comment back because Cancerians are very romantic.
Thank you.
Romantic. They're loyal.
Thank you.
They're loyal. They're sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mickey's my boss in the front bar, so I maybe slack up a little bit.
Okay.
They think and feel very deeply and are strong-willed.
Thank you.
So Mickey needs a good, strong red. I'm thinking a Bordeaux blend.
Yes.
He could probably afford a good one from France.
Yes.
Maybe a Chateau Lafite from France.
A Chateau Lafite. Yeah, how much will that set him back?
A Methuselah of Chateau Lafite would be good.
Yeah, just about a couple of grand, maybe.
Anything
grand
on the cask? What about wine in the can for Jay? That'd be good for Gemini.
Hang on, we're on to you now, so just be quiet. Yeah. You're having your Chateau Lafite.
That's a good one.
Maybe a Darwin stubby off Chateau Lafite.
Remember the Darwin stubby? Can you still get a Darwin stubby? I used to drink it right down to the sediment. Any beer that has, as a brewer, I know
how classy.
We might do limited edition.
I'm surprised you didn't decant that, Mickey.
Hey, Paul, I'm fascinated by this. I love a connection between horoscopes, which is utter bullshit, and drinking wine, which is real.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit involved with wine, as you found out when you had me on the show. But I have found a red. I'm about value, so I found a red blend in Australia.
Yes,
that's quite affordable. It's from Chambers Winery in Rutherglen. I've actually been there. I've had this wine.
It's a great
big winery. Big reds in Rutherglen.
Yeah,
$8 a bottle for their Rosewood red blend. $8 a bottle, or you can buy a dozen for $60, that's $5 a bottle.
You know what, but that's what we should pay for wine in Australia because we have great vineyards, we have great wine, and we don't need to pay ridiculous amounts of money to enjoy beautiful wine.
And that's so cheap. You can buy a dozen and fill your bath with it, Mickey. You can bathe in it.
I will bathe in it, make no mistake, and I'll cover it with frangipanis. Thank you, Paul, for tuning in and educating us once again.
Thanks,
anything to
Paul.
Plug on the way out? I guess not. You're in lockdown.
The front bar.
Front bar tonight. Good on you, buddy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo for the final time
will
be joining.
God.
No, we're going to miss Limo.
Hey. Speak for yourself. Well, good riddance.
He's been a great friend of the show.
We don't need to bang on about where he's going because he's actually in opposition station to us. But we will miss him.
He'll be in very soon.
You know what?
What?
No, I don't care.
Oh, he's never good guy.
Well, he'll explain where he's going,
him.
And you'll
don't be
get
stupid.
My attitude.
Mm.
Just have manners.
People
just disappoint
you sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow midday.
What have you got
on the network?
Yeah.
I was lucky enough when we had our chat with Tim Finn last week.
Sure.
After our chat, I said, Tim, would you mind spending some time with your old pal, Dangerous Dave?
That's very bold of you.
And what have you got? What have you done?
So True Colours, which we spoke about last week, but it's the 40th anniversary. In fact, it was released in January, but they've remastered it. And Friday, beg your pardon, it's been re-released. It's been remixed. It's got more percussion in it now. So I'm going to catch up with Tim. We're going to talk about all the great
songs.
He's going
to have a big, long discussion.
How long?
For an hour?
For an hour.
Yeah, talk about, you know, the songs like I Hope I Never and Poor Boy.
I Got You.
Yeah, Shark Attack as well, which was was almost like a B-side to I See Red. And he speaks about this great story.
I love I See Red.
Great song.
Dave, I see you directing all this musical information to Mick, and it's really quite tedious because it's going in one ear and out the other.
No,
so
it's been
why
a long time since High Fidelity
it.
Went red, so you need
it.
To just come.
Anyway, if you love Split Ends, tune in tomorrow. At
okay, now well, how's your... How's your podcast?
I spent about an hour on it today. I spent an hour on it today. Yeah, and when I got about 3 minutes of audio. That's what it takes time to sort of produce these things.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Bring on the big guns.
If you should be a big shot. Here you go. Here's a song. Yeah. What do you think of this song? Oh, it's not his best.
No, but I'm doing all the production as well, so I'm doing all the sounds and the...
Bring him on, please.
The song whisperer? Yeah. Okay, here he is.
All you're going to do is bundle together a few Billy Joel
That's
songs.
That's not the way it works.
Sounds pretty half-assed.
It is the way it works.
Okay. What do you think, Song Whisperers?
He's Dean just crafting a passion project.
Thank you.
I for one can't wait to subscribe.
Yeah, thank you. He's,
Song Whisperer is a guru amongst podcasters. Crafting,
he is.
He's crafting a fireball project, which sounds like to me. Hey, give us the synopsis today, please, Song Whisperer.
All right. There are great love songs and there are great breakup songs. This is one of the greatest.
Which one? Love song or breakup?
Breakup song. There is no, it's not you, it's me going on here. This is very much, it's you. F off and don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Wow.
You know what? You never had it so good, Buster. I should have never fallen for you. All you care about is yourself and you're incapable of sharing even the slightest bit of compassion. You suck.
Yeah.
But I still love you.
I love your passion, Song Whisperer.
Rooting in the back of the ear. I'm just going to say it.
For God's sake.
It's right.
All right. I think it is. You're Moving Out Today by Carol Bayer Sager. Yes. Thank you, Will.
Wow.
Thank you. I just said it on Triple
Wow. Game.
What about the breakup song? Greg King Band. You said breakup in the...
Yeah. Oh, that's a dreary
song. What about the Bay City Rollers, Bye Bye Baby?
Oh, that is a good choice. When we come back after five, I really want to play both You're Moving Out Today by Carol Bayer Sager and Bye Bye Baby by the Bay City Rollers.
No, yes,
just a little bit. Let's do that.
Yeah. One of them's in jail, you know.
It's not a happy story.
Okay. 133353. If you know the song, call now. Song Whisperer.
Yes.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
I love the second hour. It's always chock-a-block with the good stuff. Coming up, we're going to speak to a mate of ours who's in quarantine in a hotel in Townsville. We're going to get the guff from the inside. What's it like?
Interesting.
Are you climbing up the walls?
I think that's
What's
interesting.
Going on?
Yeah.
Can you see Magnetic Island from your window?
I
All
wish.
Of the above.
We're also going to catch up with our great mate, Limo, for the last time on
Thankfully
our show.
For the last time.
No, he's heading off to the opposition, to be quite frank.
We will crush him like an ant.
We'll crush him.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
We've
got so much to get through, but let's start with... The song was crazy. I'm a head scratch. I'm scratching my head today. I can't
but,
nut
okay,
this.
Just
Normally, I'm pretty good at
Just relax. Relax.
No,
because
I'm over
you've
the
got
top.
This.
Can I have a guess? Okay. No. Okay. Play
wait,
the synopsis,
wait
please.
All right. There are great love songs, and there are great, great breakup songs. This is the greatest breakup song. There is no, it's not you, it's me going on here. This is very much, it's you. F off, and don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out.
Yeah,
you know
off.
What? You never had it so good, Buster. I should have never fallen for you. Jeez. All you care about is
Idiot.
Yourself, and you're incapable of sharing even the slightest bit of compassion. You suck.
Sounds
but
great.
I still love you.
I think I'm going to love this.
Now, before the news and the break, Mick, you suggested that it might be the Bay City Rollers.
Bye Bye Baby, basically.
Bye Bye Baby. Baby.
Gee, that was good.
Bye Baby.
It was Scotland's finest.
Yeah.
They had great, like, slacks with tartan on the sides.
Song Whisperer, is it that song?
Not that song. Not the best.
And I suggested it was Carol Bayer Sager, You're Moving Out Today. You know this song, Mick.
Where are we getting
that
off?
It sounds like a song.
Why don't we dump that off like an old...
Yeah, AM radio.
That's that. Here we go.
It's an 8-track.
Who's a
I'll have you know that Carol Bayer Sager...
Marconi sending his records.
Oh, everyone's just cringing now because Carol Bayer Sager is one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Yeah, well, clearly not that.
Right, well, let's go to our callers because you're an idiot and you don't know anything.
That was terrible. Mick.
Well, you don't know
Mick,
anything.
Here we go. Mick.
No, we're going to Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Yep.
God help us. Hello,
I don't like Peter's song.
How you going?
I do.
Peter, how are you?
Hey, Peter, have you thought about the call?
What do you think the song is, mate?
I think it's Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
It's my karaoke song.
Oh, my God.
It is.
You're going to have the longest karaoke session of all time.
That is going to be a big, big
That
night.
Is like going for 10 hours because every song
every
you
song
say
a classic.
It.
Every song a classic.
Well, that's
it
a breakup
not.
Song.
Alanis Morissette.
Who was angry, though. It ticked a few boxes. Hey, Peter, slab of Brick Lane coming your way, mate. You can have the pale ale or the base lager. It's up to you.
Lager.
Lager well for done. You, mate. Well played, sir.
Mick. I'm going to go to Mick in Brisbane.
Hey, hi. How are you?
Hey, Mick. How are you? Are you Mick or Mickey?
Good. Oh, look, for you, anything you like.
Oh, okay. My God. Oh, I like you. Play Misty for me. Like you very much.
It's just threw up in my mouth.
Stop it. You know what? People respect me, so shut up.
All right, keep
Mick,
moving.
What's the song you think it is?
People respect me, so shut up.
Janie, you're a legend. I love your choice.
Right,
I
think fire away. What's the song,
thanks
ready?
For calling me Janie.
Song?
What's it? What is it?
I think my choice, and I don't know, it's obviously
song, please.
Too obvious to be right. You're So Vain, Carly Simon.
So this is what you think about with Jane.
No,
so
you.
Jane,
you
this
idiot.
Song came to mind.
No,
when
it's
I thought
a woman
of you.
Singing about a man.
Song whisperer.
You idiot. Oh,
not correct.
Not Carly Simon. Well, fair
Mickey,
luck.
And you get a you get Brick Lane too.
Oh, hang on a minute. Time for one more.
Yeah.
Jim, put it to bed, would you? Crikey.
Hey, young guys.
Yeah, good. What is the song?
I reckon, Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, brilliant song.
No.
One of my favourites.
No.
That is a good breakup song.
No. No.
Song Whisperer, is it correct?
You know the rules.
It's correct.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Booyah.
Give it a Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, well done, you've got
Jim.
It, baby.
You've got it. It is Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. And what we have for you is a case of Brick Lane coming your way, courtesy of Kennedy.
It's all yours,
are you all giving
Jim.
Them away?
I just feel like giving. I feel like Santa
it's
right
great
now.
Thank you, Jim.
And the
beer.
Killer's Garage session, you've got yes. an invitation to that as well.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And friend of the show joining us now, it's Lima.
No.
What?
He's
what do you mean,
officially
no?
being defriended.
Oh.
Hey,
friend of the show is a title we don't bandy around.
Well.
And yes, in the past he has been, but no more. He is natural
why.
Enemy of the show. Lima!
Hello.
Explain yourself.
Wonderful to be with you again, Tony.
What have you done?
Yeah.
It's been a glorious 2.5 years.
Oh, has
I've
it?
Managed,
this is it.
Oh. I've managed... No. In the time of Corona, which I'm very grateful for, I've managed to get a full-time job.
To get a job.
Yes.
Crikey.
Wow.
You're swimming against the tide.
I am swimming against the tide, and I'm very grateful for that fact. And it's with SAFM in Adelaide doing their breakfast show, which is owned by the same company, but it's a competing station. So
it is a competing station.
Hang on a second.
Station.
You're competing with Ruined Dits.
Correct.
Haven't you been on their show?
Oh, hang on.
Well, I was on their show every week for 2.5 years.
Have you broken it to them? Are they hearing this for the first time? What's
happening? It's safe to say they were less than happy. At least on air they were less than happy. Off air they were fine.
I love Dits. Don't care for Roo.
Can
I say this?
Hang on. You still owe him money. Yeah. I'm sure. So be
they
very
will
careful.
Crush you like an ant. And you get... He's like the Don over there.
He is.
Roo. He'll have your legs broken.
Roo owns Adelaide. I'm too scared to go to town.
Congratulate you, Limo.
Thank you, Jane. I believe Mick's still got a bar tab at the Alma. Are you still banned, actually, from the Alma?
He's still banned. Well.
I'm banned from the Alma. Last time I was there, he sicked a bikey onto me. What's the hotel he got into trouble with the Port Adelaide players?
Oh, down at Henley Beach, the Ramsgate.
The Ramsgate. If you invite you to the Ramsgate, do not go.
So
explain yourself.
Yeah.
So I have got the new job, and, as I said, it's a competing station, so I won't be able to continue with you guys.
Well, that's disappointing. We've loved having you on Kennedy Malloy.
And I have loved doing
Love's
the
a
show.
Bit strong.
I have loved doing the show,
One
Jane.
Love
you,
from me.
You guys have been very supportive over the last 2.5 years, and I really appreciate that fact. You've been great. And we've had a lot of fun. Two of my favourite all-time phoners I've done with you guys.
What were they?
When have you been attacked by a duck?
I
thought that was a classic. And have you got a bullet inside you?
Oh, yeah. Phones lit up that day, didn't they?
Phones, surprisingly, went off.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So breakfast radio, and what are your hours, can I ask?
Well, the shift's 6 till 9, I think, isn't it?
It's breakfast, right. Yeah. So you get up at 3:30.
Dave and Jane, you would think that's the case. Yeah, but I've managed to... walk beautifully onto a path carved by one Mick Malloy, the 7 to 9 shift.
The 7 to 9 shift.
7 to 9.
Should be a statue for me out the front of every FM station for comedians who now enjoy the 7 to 9 shift. Pang.
Oh, yeah.
Will Anderson.
Yes.
In fact, you should have franchised it so you get a sling from everyone who does the 7 to 9 shift. So thank you, Mick.
So 7 to 9, and I imagine given the hard border in South Australia, at least for the interim.
Yes.
You'll be doing the show here probably in the Melbourne studios wearing a mask, I imagine.
I will indeed be wearing a mask. And people, for the most part, have put masks on quite happily.
People are doing the right thing.
They are.
My only issue with the mask is I have a massive head and a beard. So when I put the mask on, the two straps pull my ears forward. So I look like Adam Gilchrist or Prince Charles. Oh,
wow. Sending a great message.
My hearing.
There's a backhander for Gilly.
You've brought us in some audio involving the mask.
Yes, I have indeed. Now, there's a lot of debate around wearing a mask.
Mm. Sure.
Should you or shouldn't you? And particularly in America. This debate is raging. Yeah. And John Oliver, fantastic television show.
It's one of my favourites.
Over in the States. He pulled together a package that is worth replaying of American news services discussing the debate around the mask.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you enunciate that.
Yes,
correctly.
But they need to be careful about how they discuss the debate around the mask.
The country, the mask debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mask debate.
The partisan mask debate is heating up.
Mask debate is growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mask debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mask debate.
The mask debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mask debate.
The mask debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mask debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mask debate is far from over.
How many mask debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mask debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mask debate.
We'll dive deeper into this pet store mask debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the Great Mask Debate.
The last thing you want to be caught in the middle of is a raging mask debate.
Well, it wouldn't happen here because we call it a mask. Well, a mask debate.
Just poor enunciation.
It is.
We take a break.
Yes, Limo's with us. More with Limo right after this. Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And for the last time on this very show, Limo.
I feel like this is a bit of This Is Your Life. Yeah. I mean, you're not dying.
You're getting emotional,
You're going.
You're getting emotional?
Not really.
You dry at the drop of a hat.
I'll continue.
No, I'm not emotional.
I'll continue to pester you both.
I know you will.
I got my initial break on this show is I used to just hang out the side of the studio and scratch on the door like a puppy dog until you let me in. So
we are happy for you to move on. However, you have been defriended. You're no longer a friend of the show. And if you bring up any of the topics that we're
very serious about this
on the show, we will sue you. We will sue you.
I've already started with SAFM a definitive list of the women on my radar.
Any topic you've brought up, which includes your own son.
Yes,
cannot.
I'm playing a cowbell in the show's introduction as well.
Well, Mick's going further, Limo. He's saying that anything you mention on our show to do with yourself, you can't mention. There's a few.
So all the stories about my son.
Gone?
No.
Because I was going to tell you the thing, because he had his birthday on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
You can tell it on this show.
You can on this show.
Try it on SAFM.
Dream about it in Adelaide.
What happened? What was
We had a party planned for him, but then the second lockdown happened, so we had to cancel everyone from the party, and then Sunday came around, and he was just there staring at the front door, waiting for people to arrive, and I had to say to him, I had to explain to him that he's clearly not as popular as he thought he was. I said, mate, you must be a real punish at kinder.
He has to harden up.
It's a surprise party, and it's going to take a while. You cannot tell that story. You cannot tell any laddie story. You cannot tell anything that you told on the show.
There's a few things. It's a list.
We put together a package of stuff that you are
These are things you can't talk about.
Don't. It's Limo! Limo!
In front of Limo. Let's just hear what you said about Limo behind his back.
Limo had to endure a cyclone in Fiji.
I mean, would have played havoc with his hair because you know he combs over.
He always wears hats.
It's been taken out of context, Limo.
I thought that was very unfair.
If you can hear that voice in the background, that's my son.
Hello, lady.
So in Fiji, there was a cyclone. Oh, we were there. Hang on, mate. I'll be with you shortly. And so we got stuck in our room for five days, right, with this. I'm going to put you down there, mate.
Did you get this for 5 days?
I got this. So we're stuck in a room for 5 days. At one point, I said to my wife, right, we've got to do something to pass the time. He was getting really bored. So we played a game where we pretended to call room service and order something stupid and then pick it up at the front door, right? And then it got to his turn. He picks up the phone, presses a couple of buttons, and says into the phone, hey, where's my effing fries?
Where did he hear that from?
Well, I stared at my wife and I said, hey, what's he doing ordering fries? Surely they're chips. You came to mine and Kel's wedding.
You went to the wedding,
in Bali.
Didn't you?
Oh, Bali. We didn't really reveal this at the time. We just kind of carried on the day and got married.
Did you
but
know this?
We only had a commitment ceremony. We're actually not married. But thanks for coming to Bali.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, there's only...
Mate, you owe me $3,500. That is bullshit. Are you serious?
They may as well be married, Mick. It's a commitment.
You know what? I'm going to have a crack at Kelly. She's wide open, I reckon.
She is not. No,
Kelly,
stop
if you're listening.
There's a very good reason.
You'd like to go and have some dinner. You have rorted the system.
It is not
a rort.
You
had a base party and then never got married.
The reason we did it is because we got a lot of gay friends, and as our own little protest, we didn't want to get married until they could get married.
Well, there you go.
Now they can. So
we're headed back to Bali in December. So I say, babe, this day's yours. I've got the little fella for the day, right? Yeah. She goes, great. So I take him to the zoo in the morning. We have a great time.
Good
at the
day.
3 hours at the zoo. And I dropped him at daycare and played 18 holes of golf. I thought
nine, maybe. I mean, I would have gone nine.
I thought I'd pulled off the perfect crime, James. I leave golf and I go back to daycare and pick him up. Because I hadn't fully planned this, I didn't have a change of clothes. So when I pull up back home, and my wife,
you're in your golf shoes.
I'm in my golf and my checkered golf pants. And this actually happened during the Invictus Games up in Sydney Olympic Park. Hear this rustling in a bush, and then a duck walks out. It had a real purposeful step about it.
Oh.
I thought, I'll take a wide berth because this duck's got a problem. Right? When I got side on, the duck just leapt and it's going straight at my head.
What?
Oh, it's attacking my head. And I'm running. I yell, F off, right? Like the duck can understand me. And I was running like a terrified child. About a minute later, my wife coincidentally called me. And I answered the phone, I'm panting. She goes, what's wrong? I said, I've just been attacked. What happened? And I said, by a duck.
Oh, my God. We are going to miss you so much, but we do have a list, and this is the list of things you can't say.
Sure. Yeah.
You can't be introduced as Limo.
No.
You can't mention Laddie. You can't talk about a cyclone in Fiji, any mention of Kelly at all, your engagement in Africa to Kelly.
We'll sue you.
Your marriage to Kelly in Bali, the Hawthorne Football Club, duck attacks, golf stories, or any trips to Afghanistan.
Sign this.
All of a sudden, my shift has gone from 7 to 9. To 5 minutes to nine.
All right, mate. Well, thank you very much.
We love you.
Somehow our friendship will endure. We'll get past this.
Thank you, team. I really appreciate it. Dave as well, and the whole team out here have just been fantastic. But Jane and Mick, you've been a fantastic support over the years. I really appreciate it. And nice to remind Kel... Mick, of that line, I'm going to have a crack at Curl. She's wide open.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, guys, we've been talking a lot about quarantine. Of course, it's what's the quarantine hotels is what got Melbourne into all the trouble, into our nasty second wave.
That's true.
There's hubs all over Australia. We're well aware that people who are travelling interstate have to spend 2 weeks in a quarantine hotel. We know about it. We've talked about it, but we've rarely spoken to anyone on the inside, actually in one of the quarantine hotels. So here we go. This is a mate of ours who has travelled from Victoria to Townsville and is now in a quarantine hotel in Townsville. We want to get the inside word, what it's like. Is he going stir crazy? What's going on? Michael Hibbert's on the line. G'day, Michael. How are you?
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane. How
hey,
you doing?
Michael. We're really well. First, we want to start off with, what was it like being on a plane? So many people in Australia haven't been on one for so long. What was that experience like?
Yeah, well, the plane takes 180 people, and I think there were 12 of us on the plane.
Wow.
Right.
So the service should have been good.
well, funny enough, there was no food on the plane, but in all that, I end up having a seat by the window, and then I had some woman sit in the aisle seat beside me, which, how do you figure that out? There's 64 aisle seats empty.
I cannot believe that.
64 aisle seats and
you're
she's
joking.
Two down. All right.
She's two down. Not only that, she starts disinfecting the whole seat, right? She's got two little vaporizing things, spraying it all over the seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of the mist is drifting over onto me, so I'm sort of going blind in the eyes.
Her name wasn't Karen, was it? Wasn't it Karen?
And taking it personally, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. And by the time she finished, she sort of sat, gave me this bit of a smug look and sat down. I thought, well, I can't let this go. I'm sort of fussing around in my suit. I'm going to do something. So all I can find is a shoe shine thing I got from the hire. Right? So I've broken that out, and I'm very careful not to show what I'm doing, but I'm actually just armor-alling the suit.
Well, that's a very responsible thing to do, Michael.
It was. It was very, very shiny. Very shiny.
So tell us what happens when you get – so you get off in Townsville. Do you get a police escort? How are you transferred to the hotel?
Yeah, you know, they were all there, and they interviewed us. We had a doctor have a look at us, and we all actually had a police person to sort of discuss it with it, and the guy I met come from Rye, or come from Somerville, so just a local
down
boy.
Where your area, where I met you. Yeah. And I'm asking, with the doctor's check, I'm knowing you, did you get your prostate checked while you were at it, or?
No. It was just it was a very quick one, I might tell you. That they stuck something down my throat and then something in the eye. But you know,
all right. But was that a COVID check, Michael? You had. You had a COVID test?
I think I had the COVID test today, you know, that I've had that many of them in the last week, you know, and starting to sort of drip.
But, so you get to the hotel. Tell us about the hotel. What's the name of the hotel?
It's the Grand Chancellor.
Grand Chancellor. Okay. And you go
in Townsville.
What do? They march you straight to your room?
Yeah. You go straight up and you're sort of hustled into the room with no one around you, and then they shut the door and that's it. You can't come out for 14 days.
Wow.
Right? Wow.
So do you have a key? You're allowed to get out? What if there's an emergency?
No, we've got a couple of policemen in the hallway at all times.
Wow.
So, that happens to me at most hotels. I stay as well, but I'm not being quarantined.
That's bringing back memories of Logie's Night on the Gold Coast, quite frankly.
So you stay in your room, so tell me, how do you interact? Do you get meals dropped off? Are there people coming? What happens?
Well, it was late when we got in the first time, so I was quite conscious because I'd arranged to get some gym equipment sent in here, you know, so I can keep exercising while I was locked down, but once I got in there, I thought, well, the only way I can get the gym equipment in is if I get the bed out, you know. There wasn't much room, so I did away with that. But I thought, well, while I was there, they said there's a balcony. So I thought, well, this is great excitement. I'll get out and have a look at the balcony. I took one step out and nearly went straight over.
What's the food like, Michael? Tell me what kind of meals you're having.
Well, there are different meals. The first night I got a schnitzel served to me in I was expecting it on the proper tray and all that, but well, that was obviously wrong. So there's a paper bag, there's a knock on the door, and then before you can get to the door, you've got to put your mask on, and they're bolted by the time you get to the door. So this is paper bag.
They've just done a runner. So they drop your meal and piss off.
They drop it and run. I'm not sure how long ago they cooked it, but anyway, I opened the box. It was in an egg container. And I got this schnitzel, and it's sort of fused to the bottom of the egg container. Would have been good when it was first cooked, but I think that was probably a day ago.
Getting a schnitty delivered is not the worst thing when you're in lockdown.
In fairness to the hotel and the guy that manufactured the box, I mean, I really couldn't taste much difference between the two, so it was a credit to both of them.
Okay. Mate, I tell you what we're going to do. We've got to go, but I want to do this. You're in there for a couple of weeks, am I right?
Yeah.
We'd like to check in with you from time to time because it sounds like a fascinating story, and you can keep us updated what it's like on the inside.
Yeah, no problem.
What are you doing up there, and why are you
My base is the Whitsunday Sands at Bowen, which is one of my resorts, so I'm heading down to there, and I've just got a new boat, and I'm going to be fishing on it.
All right, mate. We'll catch
up
soon.
Wish we were there with you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Shout out to Townsville's 102.3 Triple M2.
Who's our brekkie show then?
That's Pricey, Steve Price.
Oh, Steve Price.
Oh, Steve Price.
I get Steve Price to drop him off a meal.
That's a great idea, too. Yeah.
That'd be good.
All right, this is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to ChoiceHotels.com, proud sponsor of Kennedy Malloy.
That's true. And also Choice Hotels have been running this wonderful, well, it's a competition of sorts. Mm. They've been asking people to nominate someone they think needs a break. Someone on the front line. Somebody who's been working hard. When we've all sort of been locked down, they've been going out and doing something extraordinary.
All right, good
on
you.
And we've asked you to nominate someone. And we actually have a winner on the line now because his wife, Rebecca, nominated him. And we have Kirk McLean on the line. Hello, Kirk.
Hello, how are you?
Your beautiful wife, Rebecca, and your three teenage children have nominated you because they think you have you need a break. You've been doing a great job in this ISO lockdown world. And thanks to Choice Hotels, you have just won $2,000 worth of holiday, mate.
That's a good holiday at one of the Choice Hotels of your choosing. Well, is there anything you've got in mind? Where would you like to go?
Yeah.
Well, I heard you talking about the breeze yesterday.
Oh, didn't that sound beautiful?
Keep the noise down. I'll be in the next room. That joint sounds like an absolute cracker.
Oh, that's okay. We'll have a competition.
Kirk,
fill us in on that. You're working at as a warehouse manager. That's right. At a supermarket supply warehouse in Brisbane. Now, there's one place that's been going crackers, and that's supermarkets, and that's never stops.
So what have you been doing? You've been working around the clock or doing extra hours?
A lot of extra hours, Mick. Yes. A lot of extra hours getting all that chicken salt out to the customers.
Listen to the show. We love that. You're getting the chicken chips all packed, aren't you?
We are indeed.
In this state, it's one of the few reasons you're allowed to leave the house is to go to the supermarket and get food. It is a definite supply line that's required. And your frontline troops, you're in the engine room shoveling the stuff out for us. We can't thank you enough. Why'd you call you Kirk? Are you named after anyone? Kirk Douglas or Kirk?
I wish. I think my parents just got drunk one night.
Well, we found out that Dangerous Dave's middle name
is Kirk. So I feel like we're bonding right
there's
now.
There's a brotherhood there.
Yeah, there is, definitely.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No.
Oh,
it's a family name.
It's like a nerd fest in here right
Hey.
And what did you want to say something nice about your lovely little wife, Rebecca, who's nominated you, obviously thinks the world of you.
She's been working a lot harder than I have.
What does she do?
A director of a childcare centre.
We're going to give it to her. Put her on. We'll give it to her instead.
I wish I could, but she's at work.
That's great. And you've got three teenage kids. How are they all coping in ISO? Because it's hard for the teenagers, isn't it?
Oh, it's very hard with the teenagers. But you send them to work. And send them to school and feed them.
I guess when you go on this holiday, you won't be taking the three teenagers with you.
Well, that could be the go.
Good on you, nice. Kirk. And good on you, Choice Hotels.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Choice. This is a great initiative, isn't it, Mickey?
As well as running a great chain of hotels around Australia, which you should all take the chance to go and stay at. They're giving back to the communities that they reside in, so we can't thank them enough, and good on them for helping Kirk out. Yeah. Frontline
and Kirk
troops.
Being from Brisbane too, oh my God, how many amazing Choice Hotels to choose from in Queensland. You're going to be so
You're going to be loving it.
Choicehotels.com.au. Well done, Kirk.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got to get your skates on soon, down to Channel 7, the front bar.
Got to get your makeup on.
Yes. Oh, it's a big night for me because Richmond are playing, the Bulldogs, of course.
My gosh.
It's going to be a great game. And immediately after that, we're on and we've got Ozzie Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Any St Kilda supporters out there. I feel sorry for St Kilda supporters. Sorry to talk AFL for a minute, Australia.
Mm.
But they've waited so long for St Kilda to be good and they can't go.
I know.
Oh.
Sit home and watch it.
But he's a superstar. The show will be great. Sam Payne back on deck. Oh, we're going to have a ball. Who's on our show tomorrow?
Dr. Chris Brown. Well, James' boyfriend.
Hey, Dave, you just not chip in on this James boyfriend business?
You know I'm going to ask him about your dog because
this is
fascinating.
Well, this is a very good question. My dog will not walk with anyone other than Rob or me.
The kids?
And refuses to move with the kids.
Refuses to move.
Yes, and she's 50 kilos, and when she just sits herself down, she ain't budging. She ain't going anywhere.
Never known of a dog that had to be talked into taking a walk. So the minute you say walk or pick up the keys, it's on, baby.
She gets more excited when you say the word car. In fact, I've been watching on TikTok at the moment. There's a thing going on. I'm going to try it on it. People talk to their dogs when they're on the couch and just relaxing, and they use trigger words. Like that they're excitable words and you watch the dog's face move like then they go, I was going to go for a walk, but I decided against it and then I decided to go in the car and the dogs react to all the, and then I thought I might go to the beach and the dogs just leave.
Your dog would also react to the words rosé, strawberries and Chanel, I imagine. Going to be great fun, no doubt.
We'll see you then. Have a great show, Mickey. We'll watch on the front bar. Tune in, Australia.
Oh, by the way, you want to tune in tomorrow at midday, Tim Finn and myself.
Oh.
we'll be spending
special.
An hour.
Well done.
Oh, baby.
Midday, talking
I'll
about true
there.
Colours, 40 years. Oh. Tomorrow, we'll be back to drive you home. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels is there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.